B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Tainis Daf Chof Gimel, and we're going to start 12 lines from the top of the Omud. Ma'isa she'sholchu l'choini ma'agil v'chulu. And this takes us back to the Mishnah, where the Mishnah tells us a story about choini ha'ma'agol. And here the Gemara is going to tell us a brisa where this story is going to be brought a little bit more at length. Tanu Rabbanon, pa'amachas, it happened once. They were almost at the end of the winter. The month of Adar had already passed, and still no rain had fallen. They sent a message to Choni Ma'agol. Hispalil v'yir dugashomim. Daven for us in order that the rain should come down. Hispalil. Choni Ma'agol davened v'loyor dugashomim, and still no rain fell. Og ugo. So he drew a circle. V'omad b'seicha, and he stood within it. K'derech she'oso Habakkuk hanovi. Habakkuk hanovi had done the same thing. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, al mishmarti e'emoida, I'm going to stand at my post. V'esyatzva al motzer, and I will set myself up for a siege. V'goymer, etc. Over there, the issue was not rain, but there Habakkuk wanted something, needed something from Hashem, and also he did something very similar to what Choni Ma'agol did, that he drew a circle and he stood in it and told Hashem, I'm waiting here till I get the answer. Omar Lefonov, Choni Ma'agol said to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, Bonecho somu pneim elai, your children, Klal Yisrael, are dependent on me, they've turned their face towards me. She'ani k'ben bayis lefonecho, because they know that I'm, so to speak, like a child, like a member of the household before you. Nishbo ani b'shimcho agodil, I swear in your great name, she'eini zoz mikan ad she'terachim al banecho. I'm not going to move from this circle until you have mercy on your children. Hischilu gushomim enatfam. And indeed, there was a rain, but just a drizzle, just a bit of rain, a sprinkle of rain. Omroi Talmidov, the Talmidim, said to Choni Ma'agol, Rebbe, our teacher, ro'inucho v'loi nomus. We wish that we could see you, and that the end of this story shouldn't be that we're going to die, because this is not rain, and at the rate it's going now, we're all going to starve. Kumedumin onu, they said to him, the Talmidim, it seems to us, she'ein gushomim yerdim elo lehatur shvoscha, that Hashem doesn't really plan on giving us rain, but he doesn't want you to be stuck in your circle. So Hashem said, you know what, I'll send down a few drops of rain, and that way you'll be released from your shvua, from your oath, and that way you can go out of the circle, and we still won't have rain. Omar, so Choni Ma'agol said to Hashem, Loikach she'alti, this is not the amount of rain that I asked for. Elo gishmi boiris shichin u'moris. I want rain that is strong enough and plenty enough that it's going to fill up all the holes, the ditches, the caves, all the reservoirs of water. Yardu b'zaf, and indeed the rain started falling very forcefully. Ache kol tipo v'tipo, until each and every drop of rain, k'maloi pi chovis, was the size of a mouth of a jug. Huge raindrops. V'shiaru chachomim, the chachomim estimated she'ein tipo p'chusam miloig. Every drop was no less than a loig, which is a tremendous amount of water. Omrulei Talmidov, the Talmidim said to him, Rebbe, our teacher, again they said, Re'inucha v'loi nomus. We hope that we're not going to die, because if this rain carries on like this, then nobody's going to survive, we're all going to drown. K'medumin onu, it seems to us, she'ein gushomim yerudim elo la'abid o'ilam. This amount of rain is going to come down and destroy the whole world. Omar Lefonov. So again, Choni Ma'agol said to Hashem, Lo'ikach she'alti, this is not what I asked for. Elo gishmei rotzoin brocho nadova. But rain of desire, of broch, of blessing, and benevolence. Yordu ketikunon, and indeed the rain started falling normally. Ad she'olu kol ha'om lahar ha'bayis, mepnei ha'gashomim. Indeed it was normal rain, but there was too much of it. Some say the issue wasn't, they didn't go up to the Har HaBayis because there was too much rain and there was flooding in the lower areas, but they went there in order to find shelter. But either way, Omru lo, the Talmidim then said again to Choni Ma'agol, Rebbe, k'shem she'espalalto she'yirdu, in the same way as you davened that the rain should fall, kach ispalil v'yilchu lehem. Now is the time to daven that the rain should stop. Omar lehem, he said to them, kach mekublani, I have a tradition, she'ein mispalilim al roiv ha'toiva. You never daven that when an abundance of good thing comes, that it should cease, that it should stop. Afal pi kein, nevertheless, Choni Ma'agol said, hiviu li par hoido, bring me a bull of hoido, a bull that I can bring as a korban shlomim on which I can confess for the sins, for the averus. Choynia Ma'agol lived at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, and Rashi seems to explain that Par Hoido is a bull on which he confessed, and then the Gvura Sarida Choynim ask that we don't find that a vidui, a confession, was said over a shlomim, so some explained that Hoido is actually a thanksgiving, a toida, which is a type of a shlomim. So Machsteyod of Olov, he leaned his two hands on the korban, va'omar lefonov, and he said before Hashem, Riboine Shelolam, Amcho Yisrael, Shoitzesom Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael, that you took out of Mitzrayim, Einon Yechoydin, Loiburov Toiva, Loiv Brave Peronius. They cannot handle either an overabundance of good or a lack of the good, or an overabundance of misfortune. Ka'astalem, if you get annoyed, if you became angry with them, einu nicholim lamoid, they cannot withstand that. Hishba'ata aleim toiva, if they have an abundance of too much good, einu nicholim lamoid, they cannot withstand that. Yihirotzin milfanecho, it should be your will, Hashem, sheyifsuku agashomim, that the rains should cease, v'yehei revach ba'olam, and relief should come to the world. Miad noshva ruach, immediately the wind began to blow, v'nispazru avim, the clouds dispersed, v'zorcha chama, the sun came out, v'yotzu ha'om l'sode, and the people went out into the fields, v'hiviu lohem kamehin upitrius, and they brought back for themselves kamehin and pitrius, that the mushrooms and other vegetation had already started growing, and that's how the Klal Yisrael knew that the rain that they got was actually rain of Brocha, as had been asked for. Sholach lo Shimon ben Shotach, Shimon ben Shetach sent a message to Choyni HaMa'agol. Il mole Choyni ato, if not for the fact that you're such a great person, Choyni HaMa'agol, gozranyo lecho nidui, I would have pronounced against you a type of excommunication, a ban, because it's not respectful to say, I didn't ask for this type of rain. You asked, you davened for rain, you got rain, you start telling Hashem, I want this type, I don't want this type. She'ilu shonim kishne elio. And another issue, what would have happened had you been alive at the time of Eliyahu HaNovi? And by Eliyahu HaNovi, Shemavtecho is kishomim b'yodesh el Eliyahu. Hashem gave the keys to the rain to the hands of Eliyahu HaNovi. Eliyahu HaNovi decreed and said that no rain is going to fall unless I, Eliyahu HaNovi, say that it's time for rain. And then what would have happened? Eliyahu made a type of a shvua that no rain was going to fall, and you, Choyni HaMa'agol, would have got into your circle and said you're not leaving until rain falls, and now you both made an oath, you've both made a shvua, and whichever way we hold this, one of you is going to have made a shvuas shav. Loi nimtzo shem shemayim mischalil al yodcho? Would you not have caused a tremendous chilil Hashem that either you or Eliyahu HaNovi would have made a shvua that would not have been upheld? Aval ma'er selecho? Shimon ben Shetach said, "What can I do to you, Choyni HaMa'agol? She'atom mischate lifnei amokim, that you, even when you speak inappropriately before Hashem, by telling Hashem that you're not happy with the way that He sent down rain, va'oisel choratzoincho, and nonetheless He fulfills your wishes. Keben shemischate al oviv, like a son who misbehaves towards his father, and then demands." Or he misbehaves by demanding inappropriately or demanding whatever he wants, and the father fulfills his every wish. And the son says to the father, Abba, father, take me to bathe in the warm water, shatfeini, rinse me, betzoin on with cold water, tenli egoizim, give me nuts, shkedim almonds, afarsakim peaches, verimoinim and pomegranates. Venosane, the father gives it to him. Volecha kos of Omer, and Shimon ben Shetach said that about you, Choyni HaMa'agol, is said the pasuk Yismach Ovicha V'Imecha, may your father and mother rejoice for Sogel Yiladutecha, and she who bore you will be glad. Which means that Choyni HaMa'agol had a very close relationship, so to speak, with Hashem, and therefore he got away with it. But had he not been such a great person, Shimon ben Shetach would have actually been geyser, decreed a nidui against him for speaking that way to Hashem. Continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. Ma sholchu bni lishkas hagozis l'choyni HaMa'agol. What did the members of the lishkas hagozis, which was the great Sanhedrin, what message did they send to Choyni HaMa'agol? Says the Gemara, they sent the following posuk. Vasigzar oimer v'yokom loch. That you're going to pronounce a decree and it will be fulfilled for you. Ve'al derochecho, and on your ways, noga oir, the light will shine. What did they mean by this? They explained as follows. Vasigzar oimer, you'll pronounce a decree, ato gozartu melemato, you, chayniya ma'agol, you decreed from here on earth that it should rain. Vakadosh Baruch Hu mekayim amorcho melemalo, and Hashem is the fulfilled your words from above. Ve'al derochecho noiga oir, and on your ways the light will shine. What does that mean? Doir shaya ofil, the generation that was in darkness, they were in great distress, there was no rain. And nonetheless, he'arto bitfilosecho, you brightened the generation with the rain that came through your tefillah. That was a pasuk in Iyov, Perek Chof Beis, pasuk Chof Ches. And now the Gemara is going to explain the next two psukim. The next pasuk goes, Ki shpilu vatoimer geva, that if they have fallen, then you have said that they should be uplifted. V'shach einayim yoshia. So the Gemara explains, Doir shahoyo shofel, a generation that was in a very low, downcast state because of the lack of rain, higbatoi bitfilosecho. Then you, chenya ma'agol, you raised them through your tfilos. V'shach einayim yoshia, those whose eyes are downcast, he will save, is Doir shashach ba'avoinoi, a generation that was very low because of its averis, hoishatoi bitfilosecho. You saved them through your davening to Hashem. The next pasuk lamed, yemaleit I noki, that he is going to deliver one who is not innocent. I noki is the non-innocent. Venimlat bevoir kapecho. So what does it mean, yemaleit I noki, that he will deliver even those that are not innocent? Doir sheloi hoya noki, a generation that was not innocent. Melatoi bitfilosecho, you delivered them through your tefillah. Venimlat bevoir kapecho, and he'll be delivered because of the purity of your hands. The word boyer, bar leva of boyer, is purity. V'nimlat, he will be delivered bevoyer kapecha, from the purity of your hands. Milat toy b'masi odecho habrurim, you delivered them because of your very pure, clear, pure deeds of your hands. And the Marashah discusses what the different stages are, because the Pasuk seems to be saying the same thing a few times. The Marashah explains exactly what each of these allude to, but this is the basic reading of the Gemara. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Yomov Shel Oisei Tzadik, all those days of that Tzadik, that righteous man, referring to Choynia Ma'agol, Hoye Mitztair Al Mikro Zeh, then Choynia Ma'agol was troubled by the following pasuk: Shir Hamalois Beshuv Hashem Es Shivas Tzion Hoyinu Kecholmim. Shir Hamalois, this is a song of elevation. When Hashem is going to return all of us from captivity of Yerushalayim, of Tzion, and then we will be like dreamers. And Choynia Ma'agol understood that this pasuk is referring to the Shivas Tzion from the people who were captive, who were in exile during the Golus Bavel, between the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash and the rebuilding of the second Beis HaMikdash. And this whole 70-year period of exile was called Oyinu Kecholmim, we will be like dreamers. So Omar, so Choynia Ma'agol said, Me'ikad denayim shivim shnin b'chelmo? How can you say that 70 years we were like dreaming? Does that make sense? People sleep for 70 years and just have one dream? Yoimochad, one day, hava ozel b'urcha. Choynia Ma'agol was going on the road. Chaz ye le'ahu gavri, saw this person to have a notach ruva. He was planting a carob tree. Omar le, Choynia Ma'agol said to this person, Hai, Ad kamoshnin toin, how many years is it going to take till this carob tree is going to bear fruits? Omar li. So he said to Choynia Ma'agol, Ad shivim shnin, it's going to take 70 years. Omar li. So Choynia Ma'agol said to this person, Pshita lechod choyis shivim shnin? Is it clear to you that you're going to live another 70 years to reap the benefits of this tree? Omar li. This person said to Choynia Ma'agol, Hai gavra, this man, referring to himself, Alma b'charuva ashkechei. When I came into the world, there were carob trees here. Ki heichad deshos li liavosai, in the same way as my ancestors planted those trees for me to benefit, shos li nami livroi, so too I am planting these trees for my children to benefit. Yosef Choynia Ma'agol sat down, kokorich rifta, and he was eating some bread, he was having a meal. Osa le shensa, and he became very tired. Nim, and he fell asleep. Adorele mishunisa, a type of a rock protruded in the area around Choynia Ma'agol, and ikasim eina, and he became hidden from sight. Venim shivin shnin, and he actually slept for 70 years. Ki kom, 7 years later when Chonia Magal woke up, Chaz Yolau Gavra, da haba kom laket minayu. He saw, or he thought it was that same person that was picking the fruit from the carob tree he planted. Omerle, Chonia Magal said to this person, Atu de Shasle, say, are you the one indeed who planted this tree? Omerle said, no, Bar Bereano, I'm actually his grandson. My grandfather planted this tree 70 years ago. Omerle, so Chonia Magal said, Shma mino, it seems, Denaimin Shivin Shnin, that I've slept for 70 years. And this was the answer to Chonia Magal's question on the Pasuk in Tehillim. How can it say that Shir Hamalis Beshuv Hashem Es Shivas Tzion Hayinu Kecholmim, and Chonia Magal didn't understand, how can you sleep for 70 years? Well, he had just slept for 70 years. Chozo Lechamri, he saw that his donkey, Desyaldole Ramchi Ramchi, had given birth to generations of offspring. And this was another confirmation to Chonia Magal that he had indeed slept for 70 years, since he saw that the donkey that he left pregnant had already had children, and from those children they had already had children, there was already a number of generations of offspring from those donkeys, and that was another confirmation. So what does Chonia Magal do now that he's woken up 70 years later? Oza lebeisei, he went to his home, Omer luhu, he said to the people in the house, Berei de Chonia Ma'agol Mikaim, is the son of Chonia Ma'agol still alive? Omrule, they said to him, Berei Leisa, no, his son is not alive anymore, Bar Berei Isa, but his grandson is alive. Omer luhu, so he said to them, Ano Chonia Ma'agol, I am Chonia Ma'agol. Lohim nu, it makes sense, they didn't believe him. Oza lebeisa medrash, he went to the Beis HaMedrash. Shominu l'rabbonon d'k'omri, he heard that the Chachomim was saying, Nehirin Shmaitzin, that our teachings are as clear, k'bishnei Chonia Ma'agol, as in the years of Chonia Ma'agol. And Rashi explains that he used to be Magia. He used to make sure that everything they learnt was 100% accurate. D'chihava ayel l'bei midrasha. And then they continued reminiscing that when Chonia Magal would come to the Beis HaMedrash, Kol Kushya Dehavalu L'Rabbonon, then any difficulty that came up with what the Chachamim were learning, have a Mefarik Luhu, he would answer them, he would explain them, resolve them. Omar Luhu, now Chonia Magal, who heard them saying this, he said to them, Anoniyu, I am that Chonia Magal you just spoke about. Lohim knew, and they too didn't believe him. And they did not give him the honor, the respect, as he had been used to, and as that was due to him, and as he deserved. Cholash daite, Chonia Ma'agol became distressed, downcast, and boyerachmi davent Hashem, and that Hashem should have mercy on him, umis, and he died. Omar Rava, Rava says, Hainu domri incha, this is an example of what people say, oi chavrusa, oi misusa. Either you have friends who can give you your due respect, and if you don't have those friends, then death is the only way out. Continues the Gemara. Abba Chilkia, there was this person called Abba Chilkia, Barbare de Chonia Ma'agol Hava. He was a grandson of Chonia Ma'agol, and he also had this gift of being able to daven for the rain. V'chimitzrach alma lemitra, when the world needed rain, have a mashadu rabbonu legabei, then the chachomim would send a request to him, uboya rachma, and he would daven, Hashem should have mercy. V'osi mitra, and the rain would fall. Zimna choda, it once happened that Istrich alma lemitra, the world needed rain, shodu rabbonon zugad rabbonon legabei, and the chachomim sent a pair of chachomim to him, that he should daven, that Hashem should have mercy, and that the rain should come down. They went to his house, they couldn't find him. They went to the fields, and they saw that he was hoeing. So they said shalom, they greeted him. He did not welcome them with a smile. He didn't reciprocate, he didn't answer their greetings. Bepanya, in the evening, Kihava menaket tzivi, when he would gather up some wood to take it home with him, doro tzivi umoro bechad kafno, he would carry the wood and the hoe on one shoulder, uglima bechad kaspa, and his cloak on the other shoulder. Kula oircho loisayim masani, the entire way home, he didn't wear shoes. Kimoto lemayo, sayim masani, when he came to a stream of water, he put his shoes on to cross it. Kimoto lehizmi vehigi, when he came to an area of thorns and thistles, dolin hulamoni, then he lifted up the hem of his clothing, And that way now his legs were being exposed to the thorns, and indeed his foot got hurt by the thorns. Kimoto Lemosa, when he reached the town, Nafka de Bisul Ape, his wife, came out towards him, Kimikashta, and she was adorned with jewellery. Kimoto Lebesa, when he reached his house, Olas de Bisul Beresha, first his wife went in, Vahoda Ail Iu, and then he went in, Vahoda Ail Rabonon, and then the Chachomim went in, Yosef Vakorich Rifta, he sat down to eat some bread, Veloy Omar Luhul Rabonon, he didn't say to the Chachomim, Tsu, Kroichu, come and eat with me. He didn't invite them. Pola griftuli yinuka. He split up the bread and distributed it amongst his children. Lekashisha, to the older child, Choda, he gave one loaf of bread, one piece of bread. Ulezutra tre, and to the younger child he gave two breads. Omar lo ledubisu. He then quietly said to his wife, Yodana de Rabbonon mishumitra ka'osu. I know that the reason the Chachomim have come here is to ask me to daven for rain. Let's not make an issue of it. Neisak le'igra. Let's go up on the roof. V'nibarachm and daven for rain. Efsha de Meratze HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yayse mitra. Maybe Hashem will have mercy on us and the rain will fall. V'linachzik tivusa le'nafshin. And then we won't have to take credit for ourselves for bringing the rain, because if the Chachomim don't ask us to daven and suddenly the rain comes down, then they won't need to thank us for it, and that way we've concealed the fact that it was our tefillahs that brought the rain, and this was a gesture of tremendous humility. Soku le'igra, they went up to the roof. Kom iu b'chadu zavisa, and he stood in one corner. V'ihi b'chadu zavisa, and his wife stood at the other corner. And they davened. And when the rain came, kodim soluk anoni mehach zavisa d'debisu, the clouds first arrived at the corner where his wife was standing, and only afterwards the clouds moved over to where he was standing. It seemed clear that his wife's tefillahs had been answered more than his. Kinochis, when he descended from the roof, Omer Luhu, he said to those Chachomim, am I also Rabbonon? What have you Chachomim come to me for? Omruli, they said to him, Shodrulon Rabbonon Legabe Damar, our Chachomim sent us to you, our master, Lemiboy Rachme Amitra, so that you should daven for the mercy there should be rain. And in the meantime, rain had come down. They didn't know that he had gone up to the roof with his wife to daven for rain already. Omaluhu, so he humbly said to them, Baruch HaMokim, so to speak, Baruch Hashem Shleihitzrich Eschem La'Abba Chilkia, that Hashem didn't need Abba Chilkia to daven. Hashem then sent the rain on his own accord. But those Chachomim that were sent to him, they knew better than that, and they realized that he had gone and davened, and that's why the rain had come down. So Omrule, they said to him, Yod'inon, we know the mitra machmas marhu da'osa. The rain came down because of your tefillahs. And we know that. And now that we have rain, we don't need to daven again for the rain. But we have some questions to ask you. Eloleim alon mar, please explain to us. Hana milidat mi'alon, there's a few things that were very strange to us that we're wondering about. How do you explain the fact that when we came to greet you, that you didn't answer us, you didn't return a greeting? Omar Luhu. So he said to them, I was hired as a day worker. So I said to myself that since I'm being paid for the whole day, I cannot interrupt my work, even for a moment, just to greet you, because I'm being paid for my time. If I get paid for a full day's work, and I do a day's work with some breaks in between, then that will not be honest. So they asked him another question. So why did you carry your wood on one shoulder, and the cloak that you were wearing on the other shoulder? Does it not make more sense to put the wood on top of the clothes, and that way your shoulder wouldn't get hurt? Omar Lui said to them, Talis she'ula ha'isa, it was a borrowed cloak. Lahocha she'ali, lahocha lo she'ali. I borrowed it and had permission to wear it, but I didn't borrow it with the intentions of putting it under the wood. And therefore, since I don't have permission to use it for putting wood on it, and it's certainly putting those cloaks, those garments, into more risk of getting ruined by the wood, and since I had no permission to do that, I didn't do it. They asked him another question. Why was it that the whole way home you were not wearing shoes? When you came to the stream of water, you put on your shoes. He said to them, the whole way I could see where I was walking. I didn't need the shoes. Loiko chazino, but in the water. I couldn't see where I was going, and therefore I needed to put on my shoes. So now they asked him another question. Why is it that when you came to an area of thorns and thistles, dolinu lemone, you lifted up your clothing, exposing your legs? Omaluia said to them, ze male aruka. My legs, even if they get scratched, they will heal. Vze ene male aruka. But if my garment gets torn, it's not going to heal. And to avoid my garment from getting scratched, therefore I lifted it up. They asked him another question. Mai tama kimoto marulamosa, why is it that when you came to the city, nofko debisu demar kimikashto, your wife came out adorned to greet you? Omaluhu. He said to them, kideshele etin einai beisha acheres. Because she knew that if she would do that, I would have no desire to look or to glance at any other woman. Mai tama ailahi beresha. And then they asked him, why is it that your wife went into the house first? We know from elsewhere in Shas that it's inappropriate for the wife to go before the husband. V'hoda ayel mar abasra, and only afterwards you went in behind her. We discussed this in Brochas Tav Samech Aleph Amud Aleph. V'hoda aylinon anan, and only after that us, the Chachomim, went in. Omalui said to them, mishum de loy b'dekisuli, because I don't know who you are. I don't know if you're straight people. I don't know if you're modest people. And therefore, what should we do? I can't have a situation that you're in the house on your own with my wife. And therefore, my wife had to go in first. And I would go in immediately after you, after her. And then I would be in there with her. And then you could enter. If he would have gone in first, then his wife would have been left outside with them. And he didn't want to do that either. So he had to make sure that his wife first goes in, and then he follows, and then she's not at risk. And Rashi says he'd never take for granted that people are straight and okay. You always have to be cautious on some level. Now they asked him, Mai tam ki korich mar rifta, why was it that when you started eating, lo omer lon aisukrichu, you didn't invite us, why didn't you say come and eat? So he answered, Mishum deloina fisha rifta, I knew that there was not enough bread for everybody, and therefore I knew that you would be declining my invitation in any case. Vamin, and I said to myself, Le'achzik burabonon tivusa bechinam, if I'm going to invite you, and then you're going to thank me for inviting you, and you're going to give me credit for that when I knew in advance that you weren't going to accept the invitation, that is a type of dishonesty, and I didn't want to do that. Now they asked him, Mai tama yoiv maruli yenuka kashisha chadorifta, why did you give the older son, the older child, one bread, uluzutra tre, and to the younger child you gave two breads? Omaluhi said to them, Hai koiva besa, the older one stays home during the day, and therefore he can always eat later, if he'll find bread later. V'hai, however, the younger one, Yosef bebeknishta, he's sitting in the shul, what we would call today the school, and learning Torah all day, and therefore I gave him an extra bread. Now they asked, Mai tama kodim soli kanoni mehachzavisa, dehavas kaimo debisu demar laanono didei? Why is it that when the clouds came, it first came from the corner that your wife was standing, and only then to where you were standing? So he answered, Mishum deitza shchicha bebeisa, because the woman is generally present in the house. When poor people come asking for something to eat, she can give them bread, and then they can have immediate benefit. However, I don't walk around all day with bread. I've got coins. I'll give the poor man coins. And the benefit is not immediately, because he first has to go to the shop and he has to buy food. And therefore, my wife has more merits than I do. Inami, another reason why her tefillahs were answered before mine, Hanu biryoine dehava b'shivavuson, because there were these biryoine, these boors, these ignorants, that in our neighborhood, Ano boyerachma delemusu, since they were obviously harassing us, I davened that they should die. V'hi boyerachme delehadru b'tyufta, however my wife davened that they should do tshuva. V'hadru, indeed they did do tshuva, and therefore she had greater merits than I did, and therefore the rain came in her merit, not in mine. A similar incident to this we saw in Brochas Daf Yud Amud Aleph with Rav Meir and his wife. So that was a long incident about Abba Chilkia, a grandson of Choyni HaMa'agol, And now we're going to learn about another grandson of Choyni HaMa'agol, Chonon HaNechbo. That's what his name was. His name was Chonon the Hidden One. We're going to see later why he was called that way. Bar Brate de Choyni HaMa'agol, however, he was the son of Choyni HaMa'agol's daughter. Ki Mitzrich Alma Lemitra, when the world needed rain, have a Meshadru Rabbonon Yunuka Lebei Rav Legabei. Then the Chachomim would send a Yunuka de Bei Rav, which are school children, they would send to this Chonon HaNechbo, in the hope that these children would soften his heart, and then he would daven with more devotion, and hopefully the rain would come down in that merit. These children, these school children, would pull the end of the garment of this Chonon HaNechbo, and they would say to him, Abba, Abba, Father, Father, Havlon Mitra, give us rain. Omer lifnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, so Chonon would daven to Hashem and say, Ribbono shel Olam, asei bishvil elu, send the rain for the sake of these little children, she'ein makirin, that they do not distinguish bein Abba de Yoiv Mitra, between you Hashem, the Father in heaven, who is able to give rain, le'Abba, and to me, Chonon HaNechbo, that they're calling Abba de lo Yoiv Mitra, that I don't have the power to give any rain. V'amai kori lei Chonon HaNechbo, why was he called Chonon HaNechbo? What was hidden about him? Because when he was exposing himself, when he was relieving himself, he would completely conceal himself as an act of modesty. And Rashi brings that some didn't have the version of the Bebeis HaKise and just say that he used to hide himself, referring to a time when he would daven that rain should come down. He would do it in a very modest way. Omar Le Reb Zrika Reb Safra. Reb Zrika said to Reb Safra, Tochazi, come and see, Ma ben Tkifa de Arad Yisrael. Look at the difference between those very great people of Eretz Yisrael, Lechasidei Bovel, to those very pious people in Bovel. Chasidei de Bovel, who are these pious ones in Bovel? Rav Huna v'Rav Chisda. They were Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Ki have a mitzrich alma lemitzra. When the world needed rain, Omra they would say, Nichnif ahadodi v'niboy rachmi. Any one of us are not able to bring the rain down on our own merit. But if the two of us together go in daven, efshe demiratze kodesh baruch hu, then maybe Hashem will have mercy and he will accept our tefillas to yesi mitra and the rain would come down. So that was the Chasidei Bovel, and they, even though they were less able, they didn't have the strength, each and every one of their own, to daven and bring the rain, the two together they would be able to. And nonetheless, they would publicly say, Nichnifa hadodi v'nivarachmi, let's gather together and daven. On the other hand, Tkifa da'arad Yisrael, those great people in Eretz Yisrael, who are they, Kegoin Rabbi Yoino, Avuo de Rabbi Moni, Ki have a mitzrich alma lemitra, when the world needed rain, have a ayah lebesa. He would go to his house. What Malu he would say to his family, because he didn't even want them to know that he was going to daven for the rain. So he would go home and say to his family, Hovu li gvolki, give me my sack. Ve'ezil ve'ayseli bezuza ibura, and I'll go and buy grain for ezuz. Ki have a nofig lebor. Once this Rabbi Yoino, Avuad Reb Mani, the father of Reb Mani, when he went outside, Ozil v'koi b'duchta mikta. He would go and stand in a very deep place, in a low-down place. It says in the Pasuk, Mimamakim krosicha, that I've called out to you, Hashem, from the depths. V'koi b'duchta tznia. He would stand in a very secluded place. U'machasi b'saka. He would cover himself with that sackcloth that he asked from his family. U'boy arachmi. And he would daven. V'osi mitra, the rain would come down. K'avosi l'beisa. When he came home, they had no idea that the rain came because of his tefillas. Omrulei, that they said to the people in his household, said to him, Aisemar ibura. Did you bring back the grain that you said you were going to bring back for Azuz? Omaluhu, he said to them, Amina, I said to myself, Hoil va'osa mitra, since now the rain has come down, hashta ravach alma, the world will be relieved, and if we buy now, the prices are still very high. Hold on just a bit, the prices will drop, and then we'll be able to buy. So we just mentioned that the Takifa de Aradi Yisrael, who was that? Rabbi Yoino, the father of Reb Moni. So now the Gemara is saying, V'su, Rabbi Moni Bere, even more, that the son of Rabbi Yoino, who was Reb Moni, have a komitzare le de Beinasiya. He was being harassed by the members of the Nossi's house. Ishtatach al kivro davo. So he bowed, he prostrated on the grave of his father, Rabbi Yoino. Omerle, and he said to his father, Abba, Abba, father, father, hani mitzaruli. These people are harassing me. Yom echad habako chalfu hasam. So one day, the people of the home of the Nasi, they were passing by that place where Rabbi Yoino was buried. Inkut karo dasusvasayu. And the legs of the horses became rooted, got stuck in some cavity, in some hole over there near the grave. Maybe they just became paralyzed when they were over the grave. But either way, they couldn't budge from there. Ad de kabilu alayu, until they committed themselves, they took upon themselves, deloiko mitzarile, that they were no longer going to harass Reb Mani. And then the grave of Reb Mani's father, Reb Yoino, released them. And now another incident about Reb Mani. V'su, Reb Mani avashchiach kamei de Yitzchok ben Elyashiv. Reb Mani used to be, very often, he used to attend the lectures, the drashas of Reb Yitzchok ben Elyashiv. Omarli, Reb Mani said to Reb Yitzchok ben Elyashiv, Atira de Beichomi, the rich members in the home of my father-in-law, commentarily, they're harassing me. Omar, Reb Yitzchok ben Elyashiv said, Lianu, let them become poor. People who are poor are more humble, and humble people tend not to criticize so much. V'ianu, they became poor. Omar, after a while, Reb Mani again said, Kodochkuli, that these family members are pressurizing me to support them, because now they were poor. Omar, so Yitzchok ben Elyashiv said, Liatru, okay, let them become rich again. Viatru, and they became rich again. Continues the Gemara. Omar, at some point, Reb Mani said, and he said it again to Yitzchok ben Elyashiv, Le mekabli olai in shebesi. The person of my household, referring to his wife, I'm not satisfied with her. She's not so comely. Omarli, Rabbi Yitzchok ben Elyashiv said, Mashma, what's her name? So Reb Mani answered, Chana, her name is Chana. Tisyapi Chana. So Rabbi Yitzchok ben Elyashiv said that let Chana become beautiful. V'nisyapis. And she became beautiful. Omarli, a later stage, Reb Mani went back and said, Ko megandera olai. Now that my wife has become so beautiful, she's now being haughty over me. Omarli, Rabbi Yitzchok ben Elyashiv said to him, Ihochi, if so, Tachzer Chano l'shachrurisa. Then Chano should go back to the plainness, to the darkness, so to speak, of her complexion, the way she was before. V'chazer Chano l'shachrurisa, and Chano reverted to her original state. Continues the Gemara. Chano trei talmidi. There were these two students. To have a kamedio, Yitzchok ben Elyashiv. They were learning before Yitzchok ben Elyashiv. Omrulei, they said to him, Niboye mar rach me'alon. Our master, daven for us, denachkim tuva, that we should become very wise. Omar lu, Reb Yitzchok ben Elyashiv said, imi hoisa ushalachtiha. I was once had this power to daven, and anything I davened for used to get listened to, but that power is not with me anymore. And in some versions of Rashi, Rashi adds on that it's not that he couldn't do it anymore, he just said that it's inappropriate that I should trouble Hashem, so to speak, to go out of his way and do something which was not naturally decreed for you, and therefore he didn't do that. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shiur, we're going to continue from here.